Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Time is on my side. I think you know what that means. It means that it's a song about young people making fun of old people. And now the Rolling Stones are old people. And now they have to deal with the ramifications of that song.
They're making fun of everyone else. Like, hey, look, we're still good.
We're
still touring.
We're still alive. And you can go to that tour. Callers 4 and 5 right now at 214-787-1971. That's 214-787-1971. We're going to pit callers 4 and 5 against each other in an incredible Rolling Stone game show that Tizzle created. Did you just get that stuff all over your face? You're off mic. What is that cream?
It's hard to be on mic when you're taking calls.
What is the cream stuff?
It's a shake.
Okay. Anyways.
Did I distract you? That's what I was going for.
It turned me on a little. This music I'm listening to.
You said 4 and 5?
That's what you said. Jerk. While Kevin gets the contestants, I'd like to say that Live to Give is a fantastic company that we love being a part of. Live2Give.com. Or go to Amazon.com and order cases of water from Live to Give. It's great bottled water. It's exactly what you would want out of bottled water. The cool little aspect of this, though, is that 50% of the net profits go to charities for veterans and first responders. So, like, when we have guys like Jacob Schick on or John Wayne Walding actually started this company. And they say, hey, there's real simple things that you can do to support and support the troops. Buying bottled water is one of the things you can do. Think about that. Everybody buys bottled water. Buy this bottle of water, and a portion of the profits go to help those charities. So I just think it makes all the sense in the world. They have a kick-ass coffee subscription sent directly to your house as well, and very cool gear. We're big fans. Check it out. It's livetogive.com. Momentarily, we're going to go ahead and do the Today game. Do it a little bit early, but before we do that, we're going to do a Rolling Stones game show that Tizzle has devised, and we've been doing it all week, and I've really enjoyed it. I think we've had great callers.
I think yesterday was the hardest one that you guys did.
It was difficult.
Yep.
And it's been made more difficult by the fact that a history government teacher said, I can get that in one song. And basically, in 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the 1 second was a downbeat and a hi-hat of a dubby drum track for Emotional Rescue. So we have another song pulled up today. Kevin, do we have contestants?
We do. We have line 4, Carlitos in Fort Worth.
Carlitos, you're on the Ben and Skin Show. Are you a Stones fan?
Actually, yes.
You didn't have to say actually. I don't know that that gained anything for you. Now, are you named after Carlitos Way?
No.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Give it a grade on a scale of 1 to 10.
As far as crime dramas go, I'd put it probably a good 4 or 5.
Oh, not a good grade. All right, do you feel confident, Carlitos?
Yes, always.
All right, I like that. Let's put him on hold and let's go where else, Kevin?
Caller 5 is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Actually, my name's not Bill. My name's Harold.
Do you mind if we call you Bill?
Sure, you can call me Bill.
All right, I like that better.
When I talked to him, it sounded like you said Bill. We said Harold. Where are you calling from, Harold?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, that's close by. I would like to continue calling him Bill. Is that okay, Kevin?
Fine by me.
If you end up beating Carlitos, we'll get your real name, but for the remainder of this game show, you'll be Bill.
Sounds good.
All right, I love you.
He's not okay with it.
That's okay. He has a chance to win Stones tickets. Kevin, how do we play this?
Well, let's go to Carlitos first. And Carlitos, do you think you could name the name of a Rolling Stones song in 10 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, I don't like the way you worded that. You don't just have to name any Stone song. We're going to play you 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the rules have been clearly stated.
I don't know. Bill's confused by what name to put down.
Bill Harrow. can you name it in 9 seconds?
Bill Harrow. I honestly don't know.
I love the way this is going. I've never... Okay.
That's a wrench into this game I didn't plan for.
I like having the uncertain contestant. All right, so this is an interesting thing we haven't considered, Bill Harold. So you can either concede to Carlitos and give him 10 seconds to name the song, or you can just play to your whimsy and see if you can get it in 9. I mean, the future's unwritten, Bill Harold. What would you like to do here?
I'll say 9 to see if he bites on 8.
Oh, I gotta like that.
See, now he could be a Stones expert and just be bluffing. This is madness.
I think if you listen to the tone of his voice, I think Bill was actually on tour with the Stones in 78.
All right.
Carlitos?
Okay. Carlitos.
Yes.
Do you think you can name the name of the song I play in 8 seconds, or do you want to let Bill Harold Bill have a chance at it?
Well, let's let him have a chance at it.
This is amazing.
All right, he's going to let him have it. So,
I love it.
All right, Bill Harold Bill, I'm going to play the first 9 seconds of a Rolling Stones song. If you name it, you win the pair of tickets to the Magnum Rolling Stones Tour November 2nd at the Cotton Bowl. It's actually the No Filter Tour, but it's going to be a Magnum show. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Bill Harold Bill?
You said it's on November 7th?
November 2nd. It's a Tuesday.
Well, unfortunately, I can go ahead and I'll give it a shot, but regardless, I will have to let Carlitos take those because I have to attend the Marine Corps ball for the military.
I have a question, Bill Harold. Did you know the rules going in, or did you just happen to be calling the station at the exact time Kevin picked up the phone?
I knew the rules, but I just happened to be calling the station. I came outside to take a break from work.
Okay.
And it just happened to work, but November 2nd, I will be unavailable. I'll give it a shot.
Well, let me ask you this. If you win, do you have anybody in your life you'd like to give the tickets to? Because if you're going to concede to Carlitos, I would rather get a different contestant.
I could probably give them to a family friend.
Attaboy, Bill. Let's get after it.
All right. I'm going to let you go 9 seconds here. All right. 9 seconds. If you can name the song, we'll bring you up after 9 seconds. Listen, beginning now. What do you think, Bill?
Harold?
I think Carlito's probably going to win.
Just
is their song?
Yeah, if you can get the first word, you win. Just name any word in the entire world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, is it? Oh,
unfortunately, it's not that. Thank you, Bill Harold, for competing.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yep.
Have fun at the ball.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bill,
Carlitos.
Carlitos is here. Can I steal?
Yeah, go ahead and steal, man.
Under Cover of the Night?
Yeah!
Gosh, that's impressive.
Wow.
You already won it, but...
I'm horrible at these kind of games, so I thought I was going to lose if I had to guess.
That was the least competitive round of Stones music trivia ever, but Carlitos, you get
My
to go
wife
to...
My would have done better.
Oh, is she a Stones fan?
Yes, and she was on the show yesterday.
Oh.
Wait.
Is your wife a history government professor?
Wait.
Yes.
Cheryl?
Yep.
Yes! That's incredible!
Holy cow.
What are the chances?
God, that's amazing. We were pulling for you yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
God, I'm so happy you won these tickets. God.
Yeah, she makes me listen to y'all's show because of Christina, so.
All right. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you.
We didn't hear that, but we think it's a compliment.
Yes.
So, well, God bless you guys. Enjoy the show. We're going to put you on hold, and Tizzle will get the information at the next break. Is that okay?
Thank you.
All right. I love you. I like the little squirrely bass part on this song. Here we go.
never heard this song ever.
Really? Turn it up.
This song rocks.
I love the bass. Line up to brains out. The opposition's tongue is cutting toes. Keep up. Of South America. So there's like a little clave thing that's going the whole time.
You clave, hear, clave.
On that little quarter note.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So right now it's time for this.
Skip it.
Wait, what?
No, like the intro. Show? We don't need the intro.
Okay.
We do it every day.
Well, someone new just turned the station.
Like you do it every day.
Heard it.
People have heard it.
This is going to be the one segment they finally sit us down to do an air check.
Oh, they're not.
I was talking to Don in the hall earlier. He goes, hey, when are we going to do an air check? I, too, can get you in the home of your dreams. What are you doing right now?
Weird face.
What's wrong with you?
You okay?
No.
What happened?
So, are we going or what?
I don't know. You can't make that face.
I was looking at something.
Okay.
Hey, JJ. You and the Texans are fantastic. Just remember one thing. You didn't lose the day. I'll tell you why. Because losers stay down. And I know you and the Texans, you always get up. That's why you're winners, and you always will be winners. So get going again, get up, put some fire into this team, and march forward. Hasta la vista, baby.
I think I know why he had that look on his face.
Because I forgot to print
it. He didn't give me the contestants.
I printed it out. It's on the printer.
Where is it? Is the printer in here, or is it in the other room?
Way over there. I mean, we can get to it in 41 seconds, we've discovered.
I don't want to be out of breath on a Friday. What if we did this?
I know him. I'm ready.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. What if you play him and we try to guess what it is?
Okay. I like this.
I guess this?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday, right?
Yes.
Or, age?
Oh.
I don't think he has AIDS.
Age?
Oh. I'm going to say 71.
68.
You both need to go higher.
Really?
Oh, 74.
Really?
74, correct.
Okay.
1 point for Skin.
Yes!
I didn't think he was that old. Right. That's kind of sad.
Ready here?
Yep. Yes. All right, so it's Kate Bush's birthday.
It is Kate Bush's birthday.
I'm sorry, Christine, I should have let... Would
no,
you have gotten
I
that?
No, I would not have gotten that.
Do you want to hear the rest of Running Up That Hill?
No.
That's okay.
It's a great song. So... She's got a really badass, super ethereal duet with Peter Gabriel called Don't Give Up. And it's such a powerful song. It's almost like this, it's almost like an old gospel hymn in some ways. But it's like all these like synth textures and they're very beautiful voices. Somebody modern needs to do a cover version of that. And I think it would storm the charts, Kevin.
I feel pretty modern.
Okay. So do I have 2 points or do we have to guess her age?
Yeah, you get the age.
Yeah, I'm already up 1-0. I'll let you guess her age first.
Oh, 51?
I think she's 69.
You need to go higher, Christina, and you need to go lower, Skin.
All right, your turn, Christina. Okay.
58.
Higher.
I think she's 61.
Higher.
63.
Yes, Christina.
Oh!
It's one, but you got a point for naming Kate Bush, so 2-1, okay. Skin.
Kate's Bush?
All right. It's also the birthday of this man.
It's in her body language. I can read her body. She's back on the market, man. If you're thinking about having a go, get in line.
All right, I know who it is.
I can't think of his name.
His name is Dax Shepard.
Didn't know you were into her, so. She's all right. She's not the hottest girl. But I'm not the kind of guy that's going to be like, oh, she's, you know, her brain is a 9. What about her
Okay, wait, is
I mean,
it...
don't get me wrong, she's got nice
Is it Bill from Freaks and Geeks?
No.
She raised her hand.
I just know that this is from Party Down.
Yes.
And I know he's got glasses.
Yes.
And long hair.
Yes.
Dark hair.
Yes. I know
but
it.
But I don't know his name.
I know his name.
It's in her body language.
His name is Martin Starr.
It is okay. Correct. It is
he's
Martin
amazing.
Starr, the brother of Patrick Starr.
Have you ever seen Freaks and Geeks?
Yes.
Oh, it's so great.
I love it.
You got an age on him?
I know his age, but she goes first.
You know his age, like, for a fact?
Yeah, I just said that real aggressively without even really knowing.
Man. 53.
He's 36.
Skin higher, Christina lower.
Yeah. 46.
Lower.
He's 39.
Yes.
Okay.
Martin Starr.
Sorry, Martin Starr. I aged you quite
Party
a bit.
Down. Silicon Valley. He plays
yes.
Guilfoyle.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty much good in everything he's in.
Yeah.
He really is. Yeah.
Next.
stupid friends are running naked in the sand. Friends holding hands or something surely for the band. Friends will be friends, they say that friends are friends to the bitter end. Long as there's a record deal, we'll always be friends. Long as there's a record deal, we'll always be friends.
I'm going to guess that that movie came out on this date. Yeah. Pick of Destiny.
That movie.
That's not Pick of Destiny. It's her first album.
Oh.
So it's just Tenacious D?
Nope.
Oh, Kyle's birthday.
Nope.
Jack Black's birthday.
Nope.
Huh.
I'm out of guesses.
Friendship Day.
This is more International Friendship
Day.
Christina's back.
Okay, Ray.
Yes.
She's back.
All right, guess the age
She's
of it.
She's back.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
I'm going to say 7.
All right. Also the Today game.
Who thinks that Hillary Swank is hot? Raise your hand. Okay, and who thinks that Hillary Swank is not hot? Raise your hand.
Okay, this is
5 to 5.
Homeboy Krasinski's birthday.
No.
Okay.
County department.
Oh, so Hillary Swank's birthday.
Correct.
Ah, she knows how to play this damn game.
But how old is she? Question.
What do we do now?
Each side will have 3 minutes to prepare opening arguments. Topic. Hillary Swank is attractive.
Hot.
The debate is whether she's hot.
What difference does it make? Attractive, hot, beautiful. We're talking about the same thing here.
Huge difference. A painting can be beautiful, but I don't want to bang a painting.
Okay.
I'm going to say that she's 44 years old.
Higher.
They spend the whole day doing that, too.
That is a good day of work.
48.
Lower.
I think she's 46, Kevin.
Higher.
Clearly, she's 47.
Correct, Christina. That makes it...
no one's keeping track.
No one cares.
Nope.
Keep
joining
going.
Us now on the Ben and Skin Hotline is the star of Fox's new show, World's Funniest Fails. You've seen him on shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Actually, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well as he hosts that. It's the great Terry Crews. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm going to guess it's Terry Crews' birthday.
It is Terry Crews' birthday. God, why was your voice so high?
I actually had a old school clothesline on my testicle.
Oh.
One of those old clips.
Mm-hmm.
Just shattering my nut.
He's 53. Who cares?
Should we keep doing this?
Yeah, Tom Green.
Oh. Just buying some of these condoms here because I'm planning on making love to a woman tonight. I'm really excited about that. And condoms, they help prevent sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. And both of those things, I don't think I'm really mature enough to handle at this stage of my life. Although Al Capone did die of syphilis, so there is an element of glamour to that. So I'm just going to buy these condoms. Do I pay for them over there? You're probably saying to yourself, boy, who's the lucky lady? Who's going to get to spend the evening with this man of steel? Anyways, I'll just pay for those.
Is that everything?
Must be kind of weird for you. Must be kind of weird for you holding those condoms, considering we both know where they're going to end up.
I forgot that he was funny on the Tom Green show.
I love the way he talks like a real Canadian. Of course, he's very Canadian.
Filmmaker Christopher Nolan had a birthday today.
Batman. Have you guys ever seen Memento?
No. Nope, but this comes up every year.
Do you know the premise of it?
No, I don't.
A guy sees something
there we go.
In his life every day.
Yeah, no, it's good. So Memento is about a guy that has short-term memory issues.
But he sees something.
But he sees something every day.
Okay.
And so he's trying to solve the murder of his wife with short-term memory issues. So when he gets a clue, he tattoos it on his body so that he can constantly reference it to
I
solve
that
the crime.
Was called something else.
51st Dates.
No, well, yeah.
So anyways, it's great.
It sounds good.
That was what broke Christopher Nolan to American audiences.
And then he's like, now I'll do weird stuff.
Well, the other thing he did was, Insomnia?
Inception.
He did Inception, but I think he did a movie called Insomnia, which was a remake of a Swedish movie.
Didn't he do Tenet?
He did. And in the Batman movies, and didn't he do Dunkirk, too?
Ooh, I don't know about Dunkirk.
I think he did.
That's one Harry Styles is in, right?
I don't know.
The original Batman movie premiered on this day in 1966.
There was a movie of it? Huh.
Adam
I thought
West.
It was a TV series.
Adam West.
Are you sure it wasn't the TV series?
No, I'm sure.
Right. When do you think
I'm not going to question it.
When do you think I'll look that up, Christina?
Never.
In the next break or the one after?
No, you'll forget about it by the time you do your live
stream.
Fuck, that's enough today game for today, to be honest.
All right, there's a guy on a huge cop-out trip. coming up next... Coming up next.
How?
You heard me. Here's yesterday's Today game if you want it. Do you want it?
Who won?
National Chicken Wing Day. By the way, dude, the big German is now at Pluckers.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
I don't either.